I was trying to catch someone mid-fart for hilarious antics. Double Dad's Anime Stash.
Stash.
You were saying?
Unmute myself.
There. Kiddos, looks like you found your dad's anime stash, and it is going to be a good one. This is our monthly quiz featuring all our best friends. With us this week is returning guest Mark. He is returning from literally every episode from back when we were Anime Shenanigans up until now.
Yeah.
We also have...
Mark, I thought you were going to be in a dorm room or something.
That's next weekend.
Oh.
I don't even want to know about that. We've got Sai from Simping for Senpai, who stops by occasionally. He's actually been on more episodes than Mark at this point. we've got Ash from Sai's podcast.
Yep.
Sai for Senpai.
I would listen to that. It'd probably be way better. And then we've got AthGeek from AthGeek.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we haven't done straight trivia in a while. I don't have any point scales. I've just got questions. So everybody's going to answer questions. If they get them right, they get a point. If they get them wrong, the next person gets to try to guess. And whoever has the most points at the end wins my respect.
Hey.
And guys, you all already have it.
So is the
except
quiz
for one of you, and you have to guess who it is.
So exactly.
The quiz is that there is actually a whole 35 episodes? Because I'm pretty sure the second season is just them in the tree. I don't believe you. Gosh.
Oh, they're not in the tree that long. I swear to you, they just spend. They sit in the tree. They run for like two episodes. They get to the tree for about half an episode, then they run for another. Eight episodes. I'm not done with them running yet. Literally.
I guess I'm not there. I'm only on 32, so I'm guessing I'm not at the tree part yet.
37 is the tree area. They're running.
Got it. Okay.
Where they have like four flashbacks of them in the tree.
I'm not gonna say they don't have a bunch of flashbacks of the tree. My God, there've been so many flashbacks. Anytime anything happens, it's like fucking watching Demon Slayer.
I refuse to watch the first two games.
That's okay. You know what? Let's not spoil next week's podcast by letting the fans know you didn't watch it. Right. Mark, are you ready?
Yeah, ready, raring to go. I'm going to get so many wrong.
Okay, have you ever seen Trigun?
Like 10 years ago.
Have you seen Trigun Stampede?
No, because I refuse to.
Why?
It sucks. That's why.
It's going to be terrible. Or it is terrible. I don't know.
You don't know anything so far.
Fucking gun.
It's not that bad.
Do you know who the main character is?
No.
Yes.
Vash the Stampede. And he's known for a lot of things, such as liking donuts and maybe not being human. I don't 100% understand that. But that's not the point. The point is he's known to have a very large bounty on his head. How much is that bounty?
God, it's been 10 years.
I think I know it.
It's got to be correct.
I know. It's been so long since I've like watched the original all the way through.
I'm not going to take guesstimates or close guesses.
And it has to be the right currency.
It has to be the right currency.
Oh, okay, God damn it. I got to remember the currency. Shit.
Yeah. Even if I somehow got the number right, there's no way I'm getting the currency.
Don't worry,
right.
The currency is the easy part.
The currency right.
$64 million. That's my best guess.
No, Sai.
$2 billion double dollars.
No.
Okay, I have a question for you. I have a question for you. Are you using the original Trigun's actual like money bounty or Stampede? Because they both have two different ones.
I'm using the original.
The original one. $40 billion double dollars.
No. I haven't watched Stampede. It seems like it's gonna be horrible. AthGeek.
$50 billion double dollars.
Man, you guys were all so close. It's $60 billion.
Do you know how much it is in Stampede?
No.
$4 billion.
Well, that's not anywhere near as much.
Exactly. That's why, like, they instantly, when they changed that, I was like,
that one makes changing? That actually makes more sense though.
60 though makes
to go down. That's a significant drop.
Four. Hey. 60 and four.
Hey, 60 looks good on a poster.
I know. I know. I know where they
live. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. But they use double dollars in Stampede?
Yes, they do.
Oh.
I watched the first two episodes and
It's not that
the dub's out. I'm probably gonna check out the dub because JYB's in it. Yeah. Power Ranger guy. Hey, Cy. I think you're gonna get this question right because you like Pokemon, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay. Have you watched season two?
I don't think I did.
I think you might.
You might have
the train mon, right?
Can you judge maybe?
Of who?
The Locomon, the one when they ride on the Locomon.
That's not quite right.
No.
No.
This is the one where one of the Digidestined is a bad guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's a digital emperor, and he has a Digimon partner, not the one he creates. Who is his Digimon partner?
Wormmon.
All right. Who does he Digivolve into, Sai?
Stingmon.
Yes. What's the DNA Digivolve with him?
Digivolve into?
Kyogremon.
Does he ever evolve into Bancho Stingmon?
No, that is Kunemon.
That's you. You like Bancho?
God
stuff,
damn,
right?
Dude. Okay.
Those are all things.
I know what. I know what next series I'm adding to our next quiz. Digimon.
No, just ask him the other three things from Pokemon that we talked about last quiz. He won't remember.
Oh, I don't remember the original three. I think there was a Gengar.
Oh man, I thought about putting that question on the quiz.
Just doing the other one.
I know all of them because of this damn fucking.
I think there's a Gengar. Is there a Tauros?
No.
Oh.
There is a Tauros, I'm sure.
There's Pikachu.
Yeah, I got three. I win.
There's one Pokemon in there that will blow your mind because it's Dragonite.
Right, it's Dragonite.
He has a fucking Dragonite.
He has a Dragonite now. We all know that, obviously. No one forgot that already.
Doesn't have any shiny Pokemon, so there's...
All right, AthGeek, are you ready for your question?
We'll see.
I believe in you.
Would you consider yourself a patriot?
No.
I don't have to feel bad because I used to feel the same way. But do you know what changed my mind?
What did?
My Hero Academia.
God right? damn it.
God bless. Mid Hero Academia. That's the worst question.
So listen, there's one specific move from My Hero Academia called the United States of Smash. United States of Smash. And it made me love America, right? I hated America up until that punch was thrown. I was thinking of overthrowing the government, but I didn't because that punch was thrown. Who does All Might hit that punch with?
That's easy.
One for all? I don't know. Or all for one, whatever the other one is.
What's your guess?
All for one.
That is right.
Yeah. That was a complete guess.
Yeah. Nice move. Yeah, Cy, what the hell is happening right
now? Yeah, it looks like he's getting attacked by his dog.
One for all is the
actual fork. My hand.
Yeah.
Cy, are you okay?
My dog's licking my hand.
Why just your hand?
I don't
all
know.
We see
I
is your dog's you. Ass, man.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. I kept looking up, too. I was like, what is going on over there? Right? I just see our dog walk by.
Because I cut meat.
Ash.
Yo.
Did you know I hate Naruto?
No. Yeah.
As you rightfully should.
Did you know I do too. Always hate Naruto?
That doesn't sound like you.
It's true. I watched all of Naruto with my brother. We watched it on DVDs, right? But there was a specific point during the second half, which is all filler, that made me turn on Naruto, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And, the final straw for me was Naruto was looking for this bug called the Pikachu, like a Pikachu, but with a B, right?
Okay.
Because this bug, whenever it's first hatched, it can find anything by smell, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to show it Sasuke's clothes and he's going to find it. But that bug smells something else instead. What does it smell?
this might be a joke guess, but it could also be it. Is it the ramen shop?
It is not.
Okay. All right. Fuck, I don't remember. God damn it.
Rayshon, what do you got? You should know this. You were just interviewing Naruto's.
Is this a filler episode? Because I feel like I've never heard of this episode.
All filler, dude.
Huh?
It's Naruto.
Naruto is filler.
The anime is filler.
Yes, it is a filler episode.
See, I probably didn't see this, but I'm going to go with a guess. Kakashi or Sakura?
No, it's not. Mark, I bet you know this one.
What was the question again? Can you repeat it one more time?
It's so long. I just made this. I wrote this a big speech. So Naruto's got this bug he's going to use to find Sasuke, because whenever the bug first hatches, whatever it smells, it can track down. What's the first thing that bug smells?
Okay, I'm going to guess it's not Sasuke, because Naruto's too stupid to have things make sense. Yeah, I'm going to guess... What's the... I don't know. What's that one girl's name? Whatever. Hinata? Hinata? Yeah, he got him.
Go with the not Hinata.
That was my best guess.
Sai, do you know?
No. She smells... I don't know. What's his name? Sai.
I don't know what that is, but no, Sai? That's not the answer.
Sai, the Sasuke replacement.
Oh, from part two.
God.
Yeah, oh. Athgeek, you're the expert.
I'm not. I'm going to say it's smell Naruto.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, I was going to say.
It's like, smells Naruto's fart.
Fart.
Naruto farts.
I literally just read it. I'm like, you're kidding me.
My brain for a second was like, huh, I should guess Naruto. And my brain went, no, that's too stupid. Guess something else.
No, like, it was the stupidest thing you could imagine. So I would have given to anyone who said a fart.
Well, it was a joke.
Naruto. It wasn't. The whole
thing. Well, it's a filler. That's a filler.
Naruto is filler. A filler.
Yeah.
Tiger Mask is a filler, sir.
Naruto somehow has more filler than One Piece. Okay. Yeah.
One Piece actually statistically does not have a lot.
Yeah, it has the least amount.
Yep. It doesn't have a lot. It's like 8% or something.
I think it's now down to like 7 or 6.
Whose turn is it?
It should be you, Rayshon's.
I think it's Rayshon's or he's up in that direction.
Rayshon. No, I think it's you, Ash.
You know, wait, isn't it back to
no,
me?
Ash was last.
No, Rayshon wait, hasn't asked the question yet.
Yeah, Ash just went, so should Rayshon.
Yeah, it's Rayshon. Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured.
Rayshon, this is going to be great. You're a huge Ranma 1/2 fan, like the rest of us. Right?
I know a little bit.
Okay, good. So there's an overarching story in Ranma where he has a rival named Ryoga, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ryoga hates Ranma, but not because Ranma always used to steal his bread. He doesn't like him for that, but he hates him for a specific reason. Why does Ryoga hate Ranma?
Isn't it because how he treat Akane? I can't even think of how to say her name.
Akane?
Akane, yeah. Is it how you treat Akane?
No, there's a specific reason why he says he hates him. He explains why he hates him. Mark?
Well,
I talk about Ron all the time.
You do. I've never seen it.
Those pictures I draw.
You do. He stole his girlfriend. I've never seen this thing.
That was my guess.
Kind of the same thing as Rayshon, but no, everybody's wrong.
Yeah, if you would have said correct on that, we would
have been rough.
Right? God.
What do you got, Sai?
He turns into a hot girl.
That's not why he hates him.
I don't know. I never watched
this. Good. That's what happened. Athgeek.
He blew him off for something else.
No. Ash.
Ash likes bad anime.
He hates him because he didn't tell him he can turn into a girl.
No.
Damn.
Ryoga hates Ranma because Ryoga followed Ranma to Jusankyo and fell into a spring. And now he turns into a pig.
He doesn't like Ranma because it's a bad anime.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, sorry.
I'm just playing. I'm sorry, Josh.
Ranma's a weird one.
It's okay. It's just all over
the place.
I've
never watched it.
Ranma's great. We all love it. We all love everything Rumiko Takeyashi does.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what
even Inuyasha.
No. No.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a question?
Yeah.
Do you like Chainsaw Man?
Never seen it yet.
Ooh. I love it. I think it's brilliant.
I heard it. I heard it's really good. It's on my list, but I'm already watching two anime right now, and two is enough.
I haven't read the latest chapter.
But might as well just slide a third one in there.
I just watch TV shows. I don't have time to read, except for Dragon Ball Super. I do read that, but that's kind of mandatory.
That's the only manga you read? Rayshon.
So, I really, the main character's name is Denji, right? And I identify with him because he had a rough past, and his goal in life is to have sex with a lady, and also he grows chainsaws from his arms and legs, right? How did he get this power to grow chainsaws? You're probably not going to know if you haven't watched it, but it happens in episode one.
That's a good
surprisingly
guess.
Surprisingly,
if you've never seen it.
So he's probably going to get it.
I read the premise, so like I briefly think I might have read this, but I don't think I'm gonna remember enough.
It might be in the premise, to be honest.
I think it is in the premise. I remember it was like weeks ago though that I was curious about what it was about. He makes a deal with someone. I can't remember who. I
think
it
was a god. Oh shit! I shouldn't have said that. Rayshon,
well, there's my guess.
Rayshon's over here trying to bamboozle people again.
Rayshon's over here texting people the answer.
He's like, "I want you to have a point. Here you go."
Right,
Mark. Who?
I mean, apparently it's a god, but I'm not. I don't know which one. So.
It's not a god. I would have accepted if you got closer. Song. But Sai, what you got?
He makes a deal with his demon dog that's ugly as hell, Puchina, or whatever. Puchita, my fault.
Puchita.
And it's a demon.
Puchita isn't ugly as hell. He's got a chainsaw growing out of his head.
It's adorable.
It is adorable.
Stupid. Yeah. I hate this show so much.
I love the manga.
Show was good, but I don't know if he made a deal with him, though.
Technically, he did.
They make a contract.
He drinks blood.
Yeah, he makes a contract to become his heart.
That's how you essentially make deals with the devils.
Yeah, and then for the rest of the series, they keep saying he made a deal, and everybody else makes deals with him. And they're called devils.
Yeah, they made a deal. Devils.
But he made a contract subconsciously. Like, he didn't mean to. Pochito was just like, all right, yeah, I know you want to do this contract, so I'm going to do it.
But he did.
Yeah, it was like more like.
Well, it is a devil, so it's not like it's playing by the rules.
Mm-hmm. They are what any demon in anime is very like strict on rules.
Not him.
It's bad Sai. Anime, so it's
Sai, this is gonna be great. I got a good question for you.
Since I was like Death Note. That's great.
It's a great manga.
Death Note is also terrible. I agree.
This isn't about Death Note.
I was just talking about like the demon thing he was talking about. Yeah. They follow rules. Mm-hmm.
Death Note was terrible though. I didn't.
The second part was very bad, but
I thought
the
first
part
like
was
great.
It had you on your toes.
The best thing about it.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Yeah. They probably could have called it quits. So, Sai, you're a big fan of My Dress Up Darling, right?
Oh my god.
My what? Foot fetish darling.
Yes. Thank you for I was.
Is that an actual name of anime?
No, it is the name of an anime. Well, My Dress Up Darling is that the other one.
I've never even heard of that.
That's what I call My Dress Up Darling.
This is definitely a foot fetish anime. No one's denying that, right? Mm-hmm. So I actually took a break from watching Attack on Titan today to watch all of My Dress Up Darling. It's pretty good. It's all right. I've seen worse.
Yeah.
Worse. Whoa, hold on. Jeez.
Is there nothing worse than My Dress Up Darling?
Is there?
It's amazing. All right.
I'm not going to say it's amazing because I've read a John Green novel and this is just the same thing. But you know, Sai, you know, My dress up darling is about this guy named Gojo who's mm-hmm. getting used by this girl named Marin, right?
Yeah. Dragon Ball.
My favorite part was when Gojo and his grandpa were making fun of her body because it's not the shape of a doll's. I was so anyway. So
I just love the grandpa period.
They're friends. They're not really friends. She's using him, but that's not the point. So why is she friends with him?
Because he can sew, and she needs to make cosplay outfits or whatever.
Why the fuck do you know everything?
He knows that because we reviewed it on our show. He actually had watched the whole thing. Athgeek was there too. That's why I'm like,
yeah, he was not. He wasn't.
I'm like, if he doesn't get it, you're gonna get it. I'm like, god damn it, it's not gonna come to me.
I've watched a lot of anime.
Yeah, I'm like current on the manga too.
We need that bastard question, Dash.
Yeah, give Mark a bastard question.
I'll make a bastard question.
Ash, do you only review things that you know Cy will hate?
Yes.
No.
Pretty much.
The fuck, we watch Aoishi. That shit was dope.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah. Aoishi's good. Yeah. Good. You guys should review it on this.
And we did bastard too.
Well, we have a wheel, so we can add it to the wheel. But we follow the wheel.
I think I told you that
the wheel is rules.
That's true. The wheel does everything.
The wheel is law.
Yeah, well,
that's a good way to put it. The wheel is law.
The wheel is law.
The wheel is law, except for Mark. Mark chooses what he wants to watch.
Yeah.
There is actually a second wheel we use occasionally that only has Digimon on it. But that's not the point. So, Athgeek, do you like fucked up shit?
No.
Oh, then you're not going to get this question. Have you watched Made in Abyss?
No.
I'm not.
Damn it. Fuck.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. I'm supposed to watch it.
So the main characters, Riko and Reg, are going into the abyss, right? Because Riko wants to. Why does Riko want to go into the abyss?
Because people went missing down there a long time ago and they want to explore.
That's not close enough for me.
I just threw something out there.
You're close.
It's a good guess. It's very close. I'm thinking very close.
It's because she wants to go find her mom because she was one of the people that was then didn't come back. Yeah.
True. Originally I wanted to ask the question of how Riko got her white whistle, but that was fucking disgusting. Every second of that movie.
Yeah.
Like every second of episode 10 forward is the most fucked up shit I've ever seen in my life.
Define fucked up though. Like what's going on?
Imagine Attack on Titan was drawn in the style of Hello Kitty.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It looks very cutesy like the first 6 episodes, and then it gets dark. Like,
as soon as she gets her arm bit by that thing, man, everything just goes sideways.
I've never gritted my teeth hard until I saw that scene.
You gave me chills right there.
Dude.
Just thinking about it.
It's either that or it looks real edgy like Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man just is meant to look like stupid. It's supposed to look
I think that's the Hello Kitty thing he said that's throwing me off.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Look at the art style of Made in Abyss.
Yeah, dude.
Look at the art style.
All right, Cy, we're on Ash now.
Yep.
Ash, I'm glad you got this question because is going to be one you're going to love. So as we all have been, I've been rocking the dragon with Dragon Ball Z for years, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And
Audible, name the seven.
Yeah, name the seven. No, that's not it. No. So as we all know, Gohan is the first one to go Super Saiyan 2, right?
Okay.
He breaks the limit. Mm-hmm. How did he go Super Saiyan 1? Mm-hmm. How did he first go Super Saiyan?
I actually know this one.
God. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, if Ash doesn't get it, there's no way it's getting past Ratio.
No, you're 100% correct. Was it because Chi-Chi hit him on the head?
No, that's kind of a good guess, kind of not a good guess. I see what you're thinking of. You're thinking of Goten, but that's not.
I know, yeah. God damn it.
Rashan.
This is when he was training with Goku in the time chamber.
That is. Do you remember what he said right before he went Super
Saiyan? He said, envision Cell. He was like, I don't know what Cell looks like. And he was like, envision Frieza. It was some shit like.
Yeah, he's like, you have to try to kill me. It's all or nothing. There is no in between.
Yep.
And Goku's like, he's right. This all makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck, man. I totally forgot about that. God damn it.
Yeah, you should have got that. There's no reason.
That was a gimme.
Oh, really?
No, I know.
I know that.
God damn it. Yeah.
All right, Rashan, still on you here.
Med.
Okay. So every quiz, I ask a question about GTO, Great Teacher Onizuka.
Oh, and I haven't seen that so long.
Everyone continues to not watch it, which is
fine. I've seen whatever. It.
Don't watch
it. Add it to your second wheel.
So has I.
It's on the wheel.
Make it to your third wheel.
We'll put it on there. We'll add it on every wheel. So this is a pretty general question that if you've watched it, you should know. So Rashan, where does Onizuka live?
Oh, damn. Is it, I'm thinking Japan, right?
More specific.
Yeah. The city.
I don't need the city. Like, where does he live? He lives at a place that's central to the plot here.
He lives at the school.
He lives at the school. Yeah. That's true. Way to go. Rashan catching up. With Sai still leading here. But we're back over to Mark. Mark, are you ready?
Yep. Ready to get it wrong.
Well, why would you get it wrong? It's about Attack on Titan. And you just watched 30 episodes of that.
I did.
Do you know who the main character is?
Well, yeah.
Eren Yeager?
Yeah.
Do you know who his mom is?
Like her name?
Yeah. That's not the question. I'm just asking.
I don't remember her name.
Her name's Carla.
Carla.
I know that because it's my mother-in-law's name.
Ah. Yeah, they say it when they say it like I think once or twice or something.
Okay. So what happens to Carla?
she gets eaten. I think they call it the Smiling Titan. She gets eaten from the rubble of her house.
Gets eaten pretty bad. It's pretty. It's a cute way to start things, huh?
Do you know who do you know who that Smiling Titan is?
No, we're not there yet.
37. Chill.
Oh,
out.
That's right. You guys
I'm on 30. I'm on 30.
Episodes of running before we figure anything out.
I forgot.
Damn, 30 ass, I want to know.
I'm on 32.
No, Rich, I'm not saying anything. I don't want them.
She didn't even have to die, though. Honestly, though.
Yeah, she didn't. But
and nobody had to die. Okay, nobody had to die.
Her legs weren't even really broken. She lied. She literally did. She lied about her legs.
She should have crawled under the rubble.
Yeah,
honestly. Yep.
Or not start screaming. Cool. Just that's try great. To sit there.
Right.
So we're all doing great. Sai, are you ready to get another question right?
Yep.
That's good because this one is about Inuyasha.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
Ooh, you love Inuyasha.
I got a chance. Look,
every time we talk about Inuyasha, it sounds so good, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's great. But then you watch it, and it's got more filler than Naruto. Okay, but anyway, you know Inuyasha's brother, Sesshomaru, right?
Yes.
And you know his obsession with a young orphan girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Oh, that's...
Is it Rin?
It is Rin.
Yeah, okay. Ooh.
Yeah, crazy. I hate Inuyasha, but I can get all the answers right.
Good.
I'm not gonna lie, I actually did like the final movie. It actually was not bad.
I did like that Sesshomaru and Rin had.
Yeah, we're all wrong sometimes.
Don't actually. Like that the immortal demon impregnated a child.
He wasn't a child when they had babies.
You don't know that.
He waited.
Well, she had at least be over at the age of 10.
Says who?
It's feudal Japan. It's
anime.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Fucking
I was just talking about just to be able to have a kid. She got to at least get to that age.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And like the standards of that. Yeah.
In Japan, like 13 or something wild like that.
No, yeah, but it's like feudal Japan.
I'm just talking about like when you can actually have a kid. You know what I mean? Not age of consent because she was already.
Saying it. That there has to be grass on the ball.
No, Sai, don't finish that statement.
Please don't. Why?
Athgeek was right, though. The age of consent in Japan is 13.
That's great. No, that's,
yeah, that's right now, Mark, or was that in a feudal era?
That's right now. That's right now.
That's current.
But there's a bunch of
they
rules
might know something
it
we don't. I don't know.
It's 13. The hell do you mean by that?
Athgeek, can I ask you a question?
I don't know. That's they customs.
Please ask me a question.
All right, Athgeek. So we were just talking about Inuyasha, right?
Sir.
So there is an entire anime that is just based off of a subplot from Inuyasha called Demon Slayer, right? Okay. So the dudes from Demon Slayer, they use yoga techniques like breathing to sword fight, right? And one of them uses a technique called beast breathing. Who is that?
That is... He got the boar on his head. I can't think of his name right now. God dang, I can't think of his name right now.
Dang, Ash, waiting for it.
Yeah.
He over here like, let me get my throat ready.
It's my favorite voice actor, too. That
does, yeah, I know. Life. Like, I see his face. The boar on his head. I can't think of his name right now. Oh, my God. Epic. Go ahead, go to Ash. I don't want to hold up your time.
Listen, guys, he clearly knows who it is. It's up to you guys. Do we give it to him or not?
Nah,
I think
I
you
can't
should
say the
skip
name
and yeah, go I right skip to Rayshawn.
Okay.
Inosuke. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Ash is right.
And it's the same voice actor to Futaro in Quintessential Quintuplets.
A lot of words.
Yeah.
Are you talking about another bad anime, Ash?
Oh, the Quintessential Quintuplets? You mean the one of the best manga series I've ever read?
Well, is it a good anime?
Hey,
it doesn't always
plot
translate well.
Tell us the plot.
What's up?
What's the plot of it?
One dude tutors five girls, and he ends up falling in love with one of them.
Are they quintuplets?
Were they all demons?
Yes, they are quintuplets.
They're all quintuplets.
Yeah.
Were they demons?
No.
They were not.
No.
Well, one of them technically is a demon. she's a tsundere. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're talking about demons, Ash, because that's what my next question is about.
Ooh. Is it, though?
Yeah. No, it is, because there's a bunch of demons in The Devil is a Part-Timer.
Oh, God, yeah, I love
the anime. Everybody loves, universally loved. Find me anyone who doesn't love this anime.
It's true.
It's kind of hard.
Mark, okay. Mark gave it an F, I believe.
Mark gave it an F minus.
All false.
We all love the main character, Sadao Mao, who is the devil. And
is
he,
that Doolahan?
He. Oh, no.
Fucking Doolahan.
And he loves his daughter. What is his daughter's name?
Son of a bitch, dude, are you kidding me? I fucking just finished watching the series and I forgot.
I only remember it because Sai said it 5 million times the way we were reviewing it.
And I don't remember it.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck, man. Are you god damn it?
I
that sounds like a skip
e-
to me.
Eless?
That sounds like a wrong answer to me.
Fuck. Okay. Fuck.
Rayshawn?
God damn it.
I feel like I'm about to pronounce this wrong as hell. Is it Atlas or Al? A? I know it's like A L A S, something like that. Romerus? I don't know. I might be wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Mark?
I thought it was Alice.
It's a two-part name.
What? I gotta get both parts or something?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, anytime they referred to her, they referred to her as both these words.
The only thing I can remember is Alice Ramis, too. So that's, yeah. I guess I got nothing then.
Say it again?
Alice Ramis?
No.
Oh, really?
Very close.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said that. Very close.
Yeah. Should have said that. Fuck, man.
If the anime wasn't so beloved, I would take close, but I gotta get exact.
God damn it.
Ari Ramis.
Like mispronouncing Goku. What was it?
Ari Ramis?
No.
I can't remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember the names of swords. So
and then sword.
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta skip.
All right. So I like everybody. So Mark got the first part with Alice, and Sai got the last part with Ramis. Alice Ramos.
Well,
I'm disappointed in you specifically, Cy.
I thought Mark said it right.
He said Ramos.
He said Ramos. It's Ramos. Yeah.
Damn it, Mark.
Semantic.
I couldn't remember the pronunciation. I just remember the name.
I remember the pronunciation.
But you were the closest, like, honestly.
I'll give myself a pat on the back.
Yeah, you can pat yourself on the back.
God damn it. Sweet.
It's like mispronouncing Goku. We don't accept that here.
Alice.
We don't let you call Yusuke Yusuke. Even though that's how it looks like it should be said. We can say Kuhara. Kuhara is a different person. All right. Rayshawn, it's on to you. All right. So this is another question about part-time work. Okay. I don't think anyone's going to get this. So in the anime, Welcome to NHK.
Oh,
our main character is a hikikomori, you know, a neat who lives, you know, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't go to school or anything, but he gets a job, almost like a part-time job, making a gal game with his best friend, Karu. How do they know each other?
School? I've never seen this.
That's close enough. They went to high school together, and now they're neighbors.
I only seen like a few episodes of it. I'm surprised Josh watched it.
It's a pretty good series, actually.
It doesn't seem like something you'd watch. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a slice of life. I love a slice of life.
Do you?
I think it's more not really a slice of life.
It is a slice of life. There's no resolution. It just happens, and then it's over.
It's kind of depressing. That's why. That's why there's no resolution.
Life is depressing.
Yeah. It's a good show, though. It's a good show.
I use, you know, true story, guys. I watched it by ordering DVDs from Netflix.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, huh?
That was a long time ago.
Yep. Yeah. I did that, too.
I just watched it on Netflix.
Well, you used to not be able to do that.
Yeah.
You used to have to, they'd mail you DVDs and then you'd get them back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd be like, we never got the DVD. And you'd be like, back bullshit.
Go, yeah, but they have to do.
God.
Good old
well,
days.
No, you said that wrong. You say you mailed it back and then you tell them bullshit. And then you had a free DVD.
They caught you. They'd send people to your house to look for it.
No, they'd never send them to my house.
Well, they will now, Si.
They will now, Si. You said, can't believe you said that on air. All right, Mark. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is a question about an isekai. So you should love it.
Oh, I love isekais.
Okay. Well, you either have to love isekai or not watch anime, because 90% of anime is isekai now. But it wasn't always that way. Back in the day, the only isekai was .hack.
Oh,
right?
Damn it, never mind.
.hack. .hack had a follow-up anime called .hack GU that centered around a main character who was a rogue named Haseo. What was Haseo's nickname? Or his moniker, if you will.
Fuck. I was playing through the GU games a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I asked this question because I asked it on here once before and no one got it. And actually, it's my email address on Xbox.
Wow.
I've been on Xbox for a while. My gamer tag is Chuck's Heroes from the TV show Chuck and the TV show Heroes.
Heroes. Wow.
Nice. Shit.
Not Heroes Reborn, original.
What was his nickname?
Wow.
They say it in the game too.
They say it constantly. Man. Say
yeah, if you play the game, you should get it right.
Yeah.
It's been like 6 months since I touched it.
It's been years since I played the game. I don't fucking remember.
Fuck.
God damn it.
I'm gonna say like the Reaper. I know that's wrong though.
You should have said something better. Side.
I never got to watch GU, so I don't know.
Is that a pass?
Yeah, that's El Skipper Rooney.
All right. Skipper Rooney. Ash Geek is also passing. So, Ash, it's on to you.
I'll say Nanashi.
It's not.
Okay.
That sounds like a name, Ash.
Nanashi just means no name. That's what it is. Oh. So, yeah.
Oh, that's why they named that guy that in Mar.
So wrong and clever.
Yeah, right.
Rayshawn.
The Terror of Death.
That's it.
What the fuck? Wow.
So if you need to get a hold of me, just send an email to terrorofdeath@live.com.
Wow. It was something dark. I just couldn't remember.
No, something edgy.
that's what I was thinking, like the Reaper or something. Like
it's the kind of shit back and forth with that
with my dog. So yeah, I remember.
I gotta play those games again.
All right, Si. So you know, with a nickname like Terror of Death, he sounds like a real monster, right?
No.
No, I think he does. But do you know what show had real monsters?
Real monsters?
Yes. But so did Pokemon, and they had pocket monsters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, as we all know, Ash is the main character.
He likes to fiddle in his pocket for monsters.
He puts the monsters in his pocket, but sometimes he gets the monsters out to battle. And in his first major battle, he battled a Samurai Boy's Metapod. What pocket monster did he use to battle that Metapod?
Yeah, this I know.
Out of all the fucking questions.
It's only two options. This
game. Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I want to say the easy one, but I'm going to go with Pidgey.
No.
Bring it here.
Pidgey. Ask
Metapod.
He used
it was freaking Metapod. It was the hardened battle to the
maximum hardness Metapod.
Until they both passed.
It's like your hardened is harder than his hardened.
Maximum hardness Metapod.
That line made me laugh so hard. Nowadays. Yeah,
it's the joke battle. Okay,
it literally is a joke.
It's literally just the biggest joke.
It was the first major battle in the series. So.
He went from Pinsir to Metapod. Yep. What the fuck? Yeah. Why didn't he just start with that one first?
And then he clearly started with the weaker one. He thought his harden was top notch. He faltered at the finish line. He wasn't hard enough.
God damn.
It clearly was hard enough. Didn't they just both pass out?
They were barely in the Viridian Forest and you found a pincer. God damn. Yeah.
I've got a question on here.
It's not the game.
I know, but still.
We're gonna skip because it's about Attack on Titan and Mark's not there yet.
I'm not.
No. That's okay. We're good. We'll just keep talking about monsters, right?
I swear, cool with digital that? Monsters.
Okay.
Yeah, about
Athgeek. We're on Athgeek, right?
Yes, we are.
Have you ever seen the show Monster?
No, I just started that one.
You just started it.
You could tell. I don't care about spoilers.
Well, there's no spoiler in this. It's pretty much the first thing that happens. So, you know, our main character fucks up his whole life immediately by refusing to perform surgery on the mayor. He performed surgery on someone else instead. Who was that?
No idea. Pass.
It was Johan.
Technically, that is a spoiler. I didn't make it that far.
You didn't make it...
No, I started it. Like, I literally started.
He's 15 minutes in.
That's literally like the first two episodes, though.
It's the first episode.
Yeah.
Past the trailer, the opening.
So, why even say you watched it,
though? What the hell?
I said I just started it.
I swear.
Go watch it. Good. It's really good.
I'm gonna finish.
It's good. It's a different, like, if you're not used to that kind of anime, it's a different.
I'm used to anime.
Yeah.
Ash, what did you say?
I said that was Johan.
It was Johan. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got distracted by the intro.
It's just the fact that we have to pretty much tell people go watch Monster. It's a really good anime series. 5 minutes
more than the intro, but I didn't get that far.
It's probably five minutes past the intro.
I see. The thing is, they started reading. I had to read, and I was like, I'm not in the mood for that. And I watched Bastard instead.
God damn it.
All right, Ash.
Yo.
We're on you, right?
Yes.
This is going to be great because this is not only another question about doctors, but it's a question about Dragon Ball Z. I know how good you did on the last one. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I screwed that one up.
So, in Dragon Ball Z, there one guy doesn't get saved by a doctor, and that is Goku from Trunks' timeline, future Trunks' timeline.
Okay.
How does Goku die?
Son of a bitch.
Oh.
Because, well, it's because he dies from the heart disease. That's the thing. But that's the only other thing I remember. I just don't remember what else, though. Ah. They kill. I'm just going to assume it was like Dr. Gero killed him when he was pretty much since he had his heart disease that was going on with him. I don't remember. That's the problem.
That's wrong.
Okay, Ray good. Sean? Thank fucking God.
Didn't he die just from the heart virus?
Yes.
Okay. Ash,
why don't you shut the hell up, man?
Yeah, I was going to talk yourself out of the right answer. I know, I did. God fucking
damn it. I thought it was because the medicine was grape flavored.
No.
That's the reason why they say he'll like it, because it was grape flavored.
Yeah. No, he doesn't like it because it's grape flavored, right?
He likes
it. It's stopping grape. You, he also doesn't like but you just, taste the medicine. You just seem so intent on answering more.
God damn it.
All you right. had me rethinking it for a second. I was like, hold right. up.
That one I actually knew.
I'm accepting heart disease, even though it was a heart virus. Heart disease is something else. A virus you catch, disease could be hereditary or some say he got that virus from the yard rats.
Yeah, that's a good Dragon Ball theory.
All right. Okay, Raishan.
Well, I mean, nobody else caught it.
Nobody else went there, technically, except for Vegeta.
Later.
Yeah, later. We'll see if Vegeta.
And it was virus. It was a whole different Yardrit though.
Yeah. Raishan, you get the last question.
Oh yay!
Nice.
This is it.
Let it be a Dragon Ball one.
It's not.
Oh.
It's about Zoids.
Oh. You
can skip me. I've never even heard of that.
God damn it!
Depending on what Zoids.
God damn it.
New Century, Chaotic Century.
I don't remember which is which. It's the one with Bit Cloud.
That's the best. Century. That's the best one.
That's the one everybody loves.
Chaotic Century is pretty
good. It's the one I ask a question about every time.
You should do a tennis question.
Raishan, do you want me to ask the question or do you want me to skip you?
You can just skip me. I've never heard of that anime. I'll be honest.
Okay, Mark.
It's a good one. It's a good one, Raishan. If you want like a new one to watch, it's an older one, but it's a good one.
Yeah, better, but
I'll just cut to the chase, Mark. Mm-hmm. What team does Bit Cloud play for?
The Blitz team.
The Blitz team is correct. And Mark
is on the board
way up to still being in very last place. Mark loses horribly with 2 points. Athgeek and Ash both tied with 3 points.
Damn.
Psy, the comeback kid, did not come back this time. I'm still pissed about last time because I was going to win until Psy came in. Raishan wins with 5 points.
Yo.
Wait, how many did I have?
Four.
You're one away.
Damn it, Mark.
One away. Hey, I didn't get. Hey, oh, I actually knew the Dragon Ball. I knew the Dragon Ball questions. I just never got to me.
Yeah.
Well, they wasn't getting past me.
No. There's no Dragon Ball questions getting past Raishan.
Did you know it was the Blitz team, Sai?
I believe so.
You didn't know.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Raishan, how many times does Goku die? The current timeline, Goku.
And Goku, Two times?
You don't count him dying in Dragon Ball Super?
I count them as two separate things when I'm thinking about it. I thought you were just talking about Z.
Well, he dies twice,
but remember in Super, he hires Hit to kill him.
And that doesn't count. He wasn't.
Why would you not count that?
I guess. I wouldn't think about that, but yes, I guess that technically counts.
Okay, do you count? Okay, death counts it, because if you think about it, if you ever watched, what was that movie? I can't think of what it's called. Final Destination.
Never mind.
Whenever old girl drives herself into the river and they revive her, death stopped chasing her because she died.
I'm not going to go by Final Destination rules, man. I don't know why I end up talking about Final Destination every day of my life, but it's starting to bug me. I don't know why it comes up so much.
Because it's so funny.
It is, and those movies have literally, I can't remember what the term is called, but they literally have caused like a cult fear of driving behind vehicles that are like carrying things.
Mm-hmm. No, I had that fear before I saw those movies.
I did. I remember him talking about it.
And I know people that were afraid. It's just because it's so weird. It's like,
Yeah, it is weird.
All right. Bada bing, bada bada. Great work, everyone, especially Rayshon. Greater work than everyone, Rayshon, as always.
Mm-hmm. I do my best.
All right. So since you won, we're going to let you plug your podcast first.
Oh, okay. It's the Rayshon Gasser Anime Podcast. Or RGAP for short. I forgot what it was for a second.
That bodes well.
Yeah, didn't you just recently interview someone from Naruto who wasn't named Josh?
Yes. Joe, I can't think of his last name. And I got it right during the interview because his last name is hard to pronounce. Let me see if I can think of what it is. Achman.
And what did he do in the show?
He was a voice actor. He voice acted for a lot of minor characters in Naruto, Bleach. He's actually been in a whole lot of anime.
That's fantastic. And do you still do the advice pod?
Yeah, coming back out. I haven't seen
anything about that in a long time.
It's only been since January. We took a break in January. We're coming back February.
Okay. I mean, that's like 100 years in podcast years.
It felt like it to me too. I didn't want to take a break, but it wasn't only up to me.
And you still haven't told anyone to quit their job, but whatever. Just give the advice you think is best. All right. AthGeek, Ash, who wants to go first?
Let Ash and Sai go.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you can go first, Martin. All right. I'll do it. All right. Cool. So me and Sai are on a podcast known as the Sipping for Senpai podcast. You can find us pretty much anywhere you stream your podcast. Come check us out. Join our Discord. We have merch. We have an affiliate link too. So go click that.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I've always been impressed with your plugs until now. That one wasn't as zazzy as the normal ones.
True. I also forgot that we're going to be doing this today. So.
Yeah, but I messaged you just the other day.
I know you did. I know. Trust me, I know.
And I was like, just on your show and was like, talk to you in like 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. So I had like so many reminders.
I thought today was Friday. And then I thought, oh, shoot, we were supposed to podcast yesterday. Oops.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, wait, today is Thursday.
Today's a good day to podcast.
I'll be busy tomorrow.
It's none of our business, Mark. You live your life. All right. I heard something about a dorm room coming up. Digimon, I don't even want to know.
I don't know where I was going from. I literally am going to be at an Anime Milwaukee next weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, AthGeek, do you want to talk about your life?
Hotel room.
There's a difference between a hotel and a dorm room.
Right.
I mean, I treated dorm rooms like a hotel.
Well, never mind. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not even going to get into that one.
Jesus.
Stay in the room every night.
All right. Anyway, this is AthGeeks, and you can check us out on YouTube or anywhere else like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anything like that. But we usually just stay on YouTube, like to specialize in seasonal anime.
All right, we'll put links to everything in the shows as usual, since I'm the one who edits and uploads them, despite the fact that someone's has an editing business. But that's not the point.
They're paying me. I already got a freaking edit like so freaking much shit.
Yeah, well, I don't want more shit. I let you stay on this podcast after I kicked everyone else off. Speaking of everyone who got kicked off, I just want to give a special shout out to all the assholes who said they would be here and backed out at the last minute. And I also want to give a better shout out to the people who said they were going to be here and they are here. Thanks, guys.
Hell yeah.
I'm, right. I think I'm.
And I actually said I was going to make it. That's funny.
Rayshon never confirmed, so I wasn't expecting him. It's always great to have him.
Rayshon just shows up.
Rayshon never confirms anything. He always likes to leave you wanting more.
A mystery.
You
know? Yeah. I'm contractually obligated at this point. Yeah. I also believe that Mark should edit because that he brings up a good point.
Oh my god!
All right, it's $25 every 30 minutes, Si. So.
Well, you're on the fucking podcast, bro. Pay yourself.
You should subtract the times you talk, I guess, or something.
Hey, that's a great point. Billy Quigley. Oh his boy.
God damn it.
I can't read good.
All right, Mark, you wanna tell us what's going on next week and take us out of here?
Yep. All right. So next week it'll be Thursday again, same time. But we're gonna be doing the review of Attack on Titan. We'll see if we can all finish by next Thursday.
Except for Sai, who's already said he's not gonna watch it.
Right. Well, I said I'm not gonna watch the first two seasons. I'm gonna watch the last.
Making his review even better.
I'm gonna watch the last two. I've God watched the it. First two four times.
Jesus. All right. Well, we'll see like, how far wait, we get.
Who the fuck is Aaron?
I watched the first two literally four times.
Jesus. All right, we'll see. So stay tuned for next week, the review of Attack on Titan. And since you made it this far, you've done the right thing. You waited till your parents are almost home. So now it's time to pop out that old VHS tape, put it back in the box, sprinkle that dust back on top, push it back under your parents' bed, and then wait until next week so you can hear about Attack on Titan and make sure to follow us on Facebook. Dad's Anime Stash.
Wait, Attack on Titan is the one where Aaron is trying to build a brand of a beer company, right? Called Jaeger.
For Black Grauman.